God has divine ways to speak to us. We be dealing with various things and need various answers. But God can take a congregation and you get praise, increases the anointing. Then worship increases the glory. The glory is the manifested presence of God. When you worship him, he'll show up. And he's here today. Wow. And you here today. And we welcome you to Word of Life Christian Center. We pray that some way on this great day that God will minister to you. I see various faces, various invitees have been invited by various members of this church. I welcome you to Word of Life and just listen. Decide, make a decision for yourself what's going on here. It's a mighty move of God. And it's getting greater and greater all the time. I brought some notes to my secretary this morning, and I told her, I said, she was dictating from some of the things I said, and I had a pile of notes. I said, it's just too much. Just take this. We'll take this next Sunday sometime. We'll just stop tight. Had visitation with the Lord this morning. There's in the Bible, there's talking about the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirit, prophecy, divers kind of tongue, interpretation, special faith, gifts of healing and working of miracles. There's 9 manifestations. Then the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, which is faithfulness, are from another realm in the Spirit. You who are children of God must know there's another realm, there's another dimension, there's another level. Matter of fact, there's another world. There's another world that is greater than this world, and it's called the world of the Spirit. Sometime you get in God's presence and God begin to talk. One way he does that is by prophecy. I'm going to read a prophecy to you that he gave me this morning for this service. Now, in giving you this prophecy, I want to make sure everybody understand it's the supernatural voice of God coming through a man or a woman. But actually it'll be God speaking to you. When you listen, he knew you would be here. He knows all things. And something will be addressed in your life. You might have been looking for it to be addressed for a long time. God divinely speak. He knows all things. And he started this all this way. And sometimes God start off a way and say, what is he talking about now? But it will hit you if you're listening in the spirit. You could be in front, but you are not. I am about to roll you into abundance of revelation. See, that'll bring you to the front. You will move swiftly in the dimensions of my glory. Listen, many will fall off away. But remember, many will stay. And they who follow you will put heaven on display in the earth's realm, that all men may see my greatness, my power, my glory, my victory, my majesty, and my kingdom invade the earth. By my government being in place, moving every disgrace off my church. I have spoken it, and it shall come to pass. I got another part, but let's pray for that part. I'm going to minister on a dimension of God called a glory this morning. And so I was praying about this service and about you who was coming. And I was praying about the glory this morning. And while I was praying, you in the spirit world, you got to watch it because something happened. You don't know what happened. I had to cover my face for the brightness. I didn't realize what I was doing, but it got so. And I'm on the porch. I'm on the front porch at daylight, but a brighter than day came, and I found myself in this posture. It was so bright. It was the glory of God. Now, in the spirit world, I try to explain to people because, you know, I've been walking this 42 years. I try to explain to people, and I'm still just a pupil, a baby in it. Then I heard the link is about to crank. So I know that's something about to start off in the spirit. The glory cleanse, the glory cleanse, the glory cleanse. Degrees and degrees and degrees of my glory come upon thee. You won't only breathe my glory, you will sneeze my glory. And then I heard the glory is falling, the glory is falling, the glory is falling. And it says, run my children to me. In fear and trembling, I'll tell you this part. In fear and trembling. But he put you out there, you know. You have heard about the gold rush in the old days, right? There will be a glory rush in Darrow. And the gold will follow. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. But for man to receive it, watch this, I never heard it before. Watch what he said here. They must up their amps of their anointing. You know, that's a 110 line, 10 line, that's a 220 line. For what? 480. You must up their amps of the anointing. The voltage of your anointing is the love, seek me, and I will raise the amps on your anointing. May the glory increase. The amps of your anointing increase. And then he gave me the clincher for the whole thing. You must spend more time. You want your amps up? You want your voltage to increase in the spirit? He says you must spend more time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hand in the presence of the Holy Spirit today. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I was instructed by God to speak over you before I preach to you. There are three things we're going to pray about. Very briefly, three things we're going to pray about. First thing is, I acknowledge the glory of God on this house and on my life. Pray about that a moment. I acknowledge the glory of God on this house and on my life. Pray about it. Grab that. Take that glory home with you. Take that glory home with you. Take that glory, receive. Take that glory home with you. Seal that in your heart. Seal that in your heart. Teto rola baba shanta. Kosa talala bashanta. Harababa sata ta ta ta. The presence of God is on this house and is on my life right now. Thank you, God. Yes. Got you. Got it. Okay. Are you going to seal this on your life or what? Do you want the glory of God on your life? On your house? Pray about it. Sure, too. In Jesus' name. Number two, the atmosphere that the glory of God is releasing is miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst. Go ahead and pray about it. Pray about it. I can't hear you. Come on. Press in. In Jesus' name. And then the third one. Because of me becoming knowledgeable of the glory of God, all of my victories will be easy, sweatless. The struggles of my life is over. Come on, pray it, pray it. Press into that. Press into that. Look at it. Press into that. Ora bahiaya. Come on, press into that. Hallelujah. Press into that. Receive that in your life today. Receive that in your life today. The struggles of my life is over. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and given thanks. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to make a few statements before I read. First Corinthians chapter 2. And thank you, sir. And what we're going to do today is teach you how to keep unlocking the glory of God on your life, on your home, on whatever aspect you're in activity with. We'll explain what the glory is. The glory is all that God is, all that he has, and all that he can do. You'll find more intimate definition in a few moments. Now, the apostolic life, it may be a new term. The life is the function of government of the apostle. In the book of Acts, you read the book of Acts, how they were God authority to give direction to the church and give direction to the believer. The apostle was. They were sent one. They was restorers. They were people who would bring change. Unusual blessing will start flowing through the apostles. Jesus had 12, and there are apostles today. Now, in dealing with that, the apostle is a person. The apostolic is a function. And there's a functioning in the spirit when the government of God is right. There's a functioning in the spirit that make things easy. My yoke is easy. But I want to make some statement to you. I want to explain to you the apostolic is the functioning from an apostolic or from an apostle governmental anointing. All right. You can't live the apostolic life without the glory of God. Now, the glory of God is having encounter with his presence, his identity, and his ability. The apostolic anointing forever changes the image of God. God become more personal, even sometimes more private to you. You begin to function in God's identity. Are you listening? Glory, everybody say glory.
Glory.
Bible mentioned it many times. Glory is coming in contact with the identity of God's fullness. Glory is coming in contact with the identity of God's fullness, personally. I know him for myself. I know you're not going to let me down. What is this? I know he can do this. Listen, nothing too hard for him. I don't have to call my banker. I don't have to call my lawyer. I don't have to call my doctor. I'm going to call God. Wisdom, what I say?
Wisdom.
Is the key that unlocks the glory realm of God. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Divine insight. What is wisdom? Something you can't see by yourself. What is wisdom? Something you've never seen before. God showed it to you. What? Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Divine insight. Divine plans. Divine strategies. Divine pathways. Divine route. Divine answers that you can't find in a book. They came from God. You know, like Joshua, Jericho, shut up, strictly shut up, none going in, none come out, and they need to get by that way. God tell them, well, instruction, march around the wall. Don't even sound right, but you got to be willing to obey him, because wisdom does not come out with your natural wisdom. In First Corinthians chapter 2, look at these verses with me. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. What that word perfect mean?
Matured.
Matured. You see, immaturity robs you of your blessing. We're not talking about I'm pregnant and I had a baby maturity. I've been to the hospital. I've had two babies. That's not the maturity we're talking about. We're talking about being matured in your heart, watch me, and matured in your mind by the Spirit of God. Are you listening to me? Just give me a few moments now. Huh? Just give me a few moments. The destiny of your life will be changed today. Because while I speak, God imparts. You will become pregnant with victory. If you listen, receive, and understand that this is not a man thing. The church and the kingdom belong to God. We're dealing, listen, this is heavenly business. This is beyond your IQ. This is beyond your family last name. This is another dimension. The glory of God. God himself want to visit you and rearrange the furniture in your life and give you what you desire. bring you where you want to go, stop the enemy from robbing you of living a good life. Everybody say, living a good life. Say it again. Say it like you mean it. God wants you to live the good life. God wants you to have the best. Our God is a good God. Say it. Howbeit, the sixth verse, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, matured, yet not the wisdom of this world. Got that? Yes. Nor the princes of this world. Look what he said about them. Look what he said about them. What the last part of that verse said? What the coming up, what that mean? Huh? Come to nothing. Come to an end. Finish. All this wild stuff going on. All this internet jig you got going on and all these technology and all this swift stuff they got so cool in the world, if God is not included, every one of them is going to come to know. Don't care how much money they have, don't care how high they live in a high on high floors, don't care what they, how powerful they talk. When everything else falls, the church and the kingdom will still be standing. I'm a child of God, me, say it. You'll still be standing. It all come to naught. If it's not the wisdom of God, if it's not the insight of God, it will be stopped. Computers will be stopped. iPhone will be stopped. Texting will be stopped. That was not, that glorified God will be stopped. It's not apples. The thing is, I'm the apple of God's eye. That's what you want.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not impressed by all these inventions. Any invention that does not praise God, I'm not impressed by it. Notice the, now this seventh verse, you got to pay close attention to it because it's the foundation what we're working for. But we speak the wisdom of God in a what?
Mystery.
Even the what?
Mystery.
All right, now watch what it says. Was God ordained before the world unto our glory? Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Habakkuk chapter 2. Turn to Habakkuk. Now I'm going to give you time to find it. You ought to buy your index Bible like I got so I can go over there and see it and go right to it. Habakkuk in the Old Testament. And I'm going to go to the second chapter. My. Unlocking the glory of God. Having a visitation in your back bedroom. I don't need to go to a building. I don't need to go to a so-called church. I'm the church. I need God. God, come. I need an answer. God, give me the answer. The glory full of room, and you can't talk. All you can do is weep. You hear somebody walking around, you can't see him. You know he's there. He will visit us today like that. He will come. Because many intercessors have prayed that he be here this morning. He will come. Our minister, while he come take over. I get out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, your life after today will never be the same. the Holy Spirit follow. The Holy Spirit will follow you to your house, follow you on your job tomorrow, follow you and say, don't you want some more? Yeah, he will. Don't you want some more? You don't have to be asked. Go back again. I'm going to talk to you again. Yeah, he will. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. We've got to read this verse carefully. I'm going to tell you seven things I didn't let my secretary see. In a few moments, she'll get them after. She'll grab my Bible when they leave out. She'll grab the Bible. I said, where's my Bible? Secretary got it. Getting every note out. But I need that. I need it on file. I preach so much. So much revelation. Verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with underline that word knowledge. When you have knowledge of something, you can make it happen. Are you telling me I can make the glory happen? Absolutely. God made it possible for you to have enough knowledge to know how to access and activate his presence. Because his presence is his glory. His glory is his presence. There's enough knowledge. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Why am I preaching about glory? To fill this church with the knowledge of the glory of God. The knowledge is more powerful than the glory. Because the knowledge can cause the glory to happen. As the water covers the sea. Well, the water is the only thing covering the sea. As the water covers the sea, so the water is the only thing that covers the sea. So I'm going to announce this morning that the glory will be the only thing that cover your life from this day forward. You will live in total victory. Every struggle will be knocked out in a few moments. You'll know what to do. No more running. I come face to face with it in the glory of God. Matter of fact, turn to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to show you that. The word of God, the word of God is a glory mirror. The word of God supposed to show you who you are, and I'm going to use some broken English, all right? Who you are and who you ain't. When the ants show up, you deal with it in the power of God's glory. Tell that person next to him, I'm anointed with the glory of God. Don't mess with me. I say this, this might be a little, whew. All of your fights are already over. Why? Because you win. I said you win. You can jump on me, but you're going to jump off. When I begin to show you my stuff. When I go in heaven treasure and start using Moses' rod and Gideon's sword and David's slingshot and Peter fishing net. All that's in my treasury. All that's in my faith treasury. The scepter of righteousness, which Jesus used, is in my treasury. Hebrews 1. You see, and then I'm anointed with the oil of gladness. How am I going to be sad? I declare in Jesus' name. You are anointed with the oil of gladness. You have the ability to use this scepter, this raw scepter of the kingdom of righteousness. You can use it. You can say, I raise the scepter on this. Bow down, devil. You must know who I am in Christ. Bow. I won't say that again. Bow down, devil. You must know who I am in Christ. The same Jesus that defeated you before. In his name. I defeat you now. Your powers are broken. I release the glory. From this day forward, every problem coming your way is going to be your promotion. What? When you have a problem, you're going to start dancing. That's another promotion. Satan trying to bluff me. God about to do something great in my life. Great for me. Matter of fact, if you're dealing with something right now, I call it promotion. Things not going right in your home, I call it promotion. God about to turn some things around. Oh, my God. God. Oh, my God. God about to turn some things around. In my favor. Love life. Enjoy life. Don't be put down. The glory of God wants you to have joy. Peace, victory. In my spirit, you listening? In my spirit, I see abundance following you. What is that? What is that? In my spirit, I see abundance following you. Say this with me. Come on in, abundance. Woo! Glory to God. All right, let's go. Let's go to 2 Corinthians for a minute. I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to close in a minute. All of y'all should have been screaming, don't quit. Don't quit now. Yeah, but y'all missing an opportunity. Y'all missing an opportunity, man. Don't quit. Don't quit now. You're missing an opportunity, you know. May the Lord Jesus and the person of the Holy Spirit unlock God's presence in your life in every situation that you have to deal with. I'm about to tell you a secret. The glory of God makes spiritual things easy. The glory of God makes miracles easy. The glory, watch this, the glory is higher than the anointing. The anointing, he's using an individual. The glory, he come to himself. That's why in that camp meeting we had 200 something miracles. I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting there as a moderator. You must always know how to give God an invitation. When you give God an invitation, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a visitation. And when God comes, he never comes by himself. Thousands of angels come with him. May Jacob's ladder be over your house. May the angels go up and down over your house. bringing good news and taking your news back to God. May Jacob's ladder set up in your front yard, and angels going up and down, bringing and carrying, bringing and carrying. May you be able to say at your own home, your own house, surely the Lord is in this place. It belonged to you. Yes. Tell the person next to you, it belonged to you.
Belong.
We're going to stop all this religious stuff. We're going to stop all this religious stuff. We need to live by revelation.
Yes.
Our God is a big God.
Yes.
He rules. He reigns.
Yes.
And he dominates.
Yes.
I praise him.
He's more than enough.
The little stuff you need for God to happen, he don't even have to get off his throne. He don't even have to stand up. When you finish being blessed, there's always more. He's coming. Actually, religious talk about when it says, I'm going to glory, they're talking about dying. Huh? No, no, no. We can have glory now. I taste God. He's sweet. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. I kissed him last night. He kissed me back. Tell God, God, I'm about to kiss you right now. I love you so much. Oh, come on, God, dog it. I love you so much. This is too strong for my imagination. You mean to tell me you believe you can kiss God? Absolutely. Don't get afraid of the point who have kissed God on your roll. Get afraid of the point who have not kissed God. Every time, I won't leave you out of hanging like that. Every time you obey his word, you're kissing him. Every time you say yes to his will, you're kissing him. Every time you praise his name, you're kissing him. Every time you worship him, you're kissing him. All praise his holy name. I said all praise his holy name. What problem? What problem? Who in here still have a problem? What problem? Now the glory rolling in here. I'm gonna preach a few more minutes. Let it get a little stronger. Hey, my ankle, glory to God. Now, I'm gonna speak something over your life. May I speak something over your life? All right, here's what I speak. The veil has been taken away. Whatever you need to see, you will see it. Whatever you need to hear, you will hear it. Whatever you need to do, you will do it. The veil have taken away. Why hear that, Lord? The veil have been taken away, and the scales are taken from your eyes. You will see beyond that sin that Satan been trying to put in your flesh. You will move out in sanctification. You're ready for holiness. Be your Wednesday night. I'm gonna show you how to do that. I'm gonna show you why so many people have salvation and still failing. There's two other things you need to know. I told y'all you need to come to church every time we have service. You need to be here. I've told you that over and over again. Now I'm gonna quit worrying myself with you, because you're getting to vex me. Y'all stay home. And y'all need to be here. I try to be timely with it, but there's a lot of revelation. The people who were here Wednesday night, they are more mature than you. I taught them a lesson Wednesday night. They are more mature than you. They don't just pray on their knees. They got a position to pray from you don't even know because you wasn't your way tonight. I wish I could find one of y'all wasn't your way tonight and ask you, what's the highest way of praying? You couldn't tell me because you wasn't here watching some TV program or something. Talking about you too busy for God. It got quiet in here, didn't it? So you were doing good, Reverend. Well, you now. But I got the pastor too. So I command all y'all to be on Wednesday night. I ain't asking nothing. Break that old tradition about one time a week. Break it. Break it. Let the Lord have it. This is so powerful. Sit down. This is so powerful about the reading now. It's 11:49 if you don't have a watch. I know y'all real busy. Y'all real busy. How many churches you remember? Huh? 120. I'm over 120 churches. I pastor this church. I got a family. Y'all real busy. Y'all got to go. Y'all real busy. I know y'all got all this y'all over, you know. I'm going 2-3 verses, but I got to read 7 or 8 verses to get there. Now, sometimes, if you're not flying, now you can fly over streets, but you can't drive over streets. You know what I'm saying? So if you got to go on this street to get to that street, you got to go on that street, or you'll never get to that street. Cars don't fly. I asked the people today, how many of y'all tired being broke? How many of y'all know God got more for you? Huh?
That's right.
Answer me. How many of y'all tired figuring that little check out, trying to figure it out, trying to make that thing stretch, trying to make it stretch, that thing won't go no further? 13 more bills still on the table. This what? Yep. God put it right there for you. You can drive in this one. You can know the truth about this. No, all church is not alike. That's a lie. We can be brothers and sisters in Christ, but some are a little more ignorant than others. It's maturity. Sanctification is a process. I gotta get back on my lesson. Sanctification is a process. Sanctification calls you to mature. Not salvation. So some people have salvation and never get sanctified. They think sanctified is just living clean. No, sanctified is growing and developing in the spirit where you can handle it yourself. You don't need no prayer partner. You can get a revelation from God yourself. Y'all ain't saying nothing over there. Hey, y'all hear me? All right, that's what I'm talking about. Talk back to me. I'm not going to be long. If you answer me, I'll close early. I'll tell you what. Let me give you this. When you're talking about the glory of God, number one, it means coming into an encounter with God's presence. Now, that word encounter denotes something happened. I didn't just meet up with him. There was an exchange made. I gave him my weakness and he gave me his strength. Talk to him over here. You come into a personal encounter with God. You a child, right? Huh? You got just as much right as a preacher to talk with God. You just got much. You got much right as a priest to talk to God. Put the priest in the boot and you talk to him. You get in the boot and tell the priest, sit on that, confess your sin. Because all of us fall short of the glory of God. I got to confess my sin too. When you come in, come on, let me talk to you a few minutes. When you come unlock the glory of God, what I say? You experience the atmosphere of heaven. In other words, are you listening? Somebody about to get delivered right now. Heaven comes to your rescue. Accepting no answer. Heaven does not have to accept no. Because if yes don't exist, heaven has the ability to make a yes. Come on, Charles. Talk to me, man. I'm preaching too hard here for y'all not to receive this. May heaven come to your rescue today. Everything you need, everything you desire, everything you're dealing with, may heaven come with a yes. Yes, 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 yes. May miracles, signs, and wonders come to your house today. Listen, I make this statement because it's important. May you walk on the water. May you change water to wine. All I'm trying to say, may you operate supernatural. Tell your neighbor, operate supernatural. Don't be wasting the apostle time. Don't you dare go back home in defeat. You are not alone. There's somebody who loves you and going to help you. Don't you dare leave this place the same way you came in. The Lord is here. The glory is here. The power is here. The victory is here. The King of glory. Open the door. Let him come in. The Lord God strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. Oh my, what you saying, Lord? All might and mices leave your life today. Nobody want no mice. May heaven invade your life today. May heaven invade your bedroom where you sleep at. May angels begin to jump, hitting the wall in your bedroom tonight, bringing you what you need, taking away what you don't need. Glory to God. So I dare you say, I believe the glory is here.
I believe the glory is here.
Ah, you watch that. When the glory comes, there is easy access to the supernatural. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You know what I said? Easy access to the supernatural. That means you don't have to pray all day long. That means you don't have to praise all day long. When the glory here, let me try to make this clear, Brad. When the glory here, you don't have to request for him to come. He's already here. Let me see if I can make it clear. He's holding your arm and your mind in his hand. Come on, wait now, y'all. See, y'all don't want to go here. He's holding your arm and your mind and your hand in his hand. So almost robotically, by faith, he put you where you need to be. Them boys got so nervous up on Mount Transfiguration. The glory came up there. And one of them said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. They just talk out their mouth. We want to build three tabernacles. No, Lord, it ain't time to build nothing here now. Then a voice come. This is my beloved son. Yeah, you him. See, I'm trying to hear him, Lord. He's kind of fighting it up here. When the glory come, you get a little uneasy somewhere. Because then your flesh gets scared. You can't tell me I'm not preaching. I'm not going to believe you. That's you with your stale self. Standing up there, don't understand what I'm saying because you ain't got your spirit open. You're already in your car. But the football game, you stay till the last ball is thrown. In the rain, in the cold. We got it comfortable in here. And the Lord is here. Let me get two or three more of my clothes. When the glory comes, and you know how to subpoena the glory. Explosive revelations are released. Explosive dynamite. Blow your enemy off the path. I see explosive revelation being released in your life today. The enemy will not be in charge of your life another day. He who walks by revelation walks in victory. He who walks by revelation wins the battle. You ask God something from this day forward, you're going to explode with truth. Many of your family members not going to know you no more. Your language changed. Your life changed. May the light of heaven hang over your house. That you always will. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The interest of thy word giveth light. In him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. I can see. I get 5 minutes? I'll take 10. He's here. See, whatever you preach about manifest. Whether you know it or not, Everything that you are dealing with that have an ill will for your life has already been arrested. You understand what I'm saying? It's already arrested by the power of God. See, now you got to have faith in here. See, the word preached did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. You got to believe. You got to believe God. You got to believe the man of God. I want you to say this because this is important. If I give you the next 2 points. God is talking to me. Now, anybody in you who didn't say that, I'm extremely upset with you. I'm going to give you another chance. Don't sit there with your cute self and don't say what I tell you to say. I'm trying to get something in you. God
is talking to me.
And I'm listening.
And
I will obey.
Now
you're ready. Some powerful things have been said to you today. You have not been in an emotional dance. See, listen. When a person in the spirit, the emergency in your life got a red light blinking. A person can see when you need God. Yeah, you act like you don't need him, but the emergency light on top of your head going round and round and round. We're going to turn that light out. If you listen, God will turn that light out. There's no emergency in the spirit. Why? Because the spirit already ahead of the problem. When the glory comes, you begin to enjoy benefits that you never seen. What I said? So from this day forward, because you're here, you're going to enjoy benefits that you have never seen before. Somebody shout loud in here. I tell you, your first step you make after I give the benediction, start looking for your benefit. Because they're looking for you. I need somebody to holler over here. Over here. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Here's what I'm hearing. You really gonna holler now. You really gonna holler now. Here's what I heard when you were doing that. Fresh benefits are on the way. God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Fresh blessings are looking for you. The glory. Unlocking the glory. Here's just another thing what unlocking the glory does. You will begin to excel at an unexplainable pace. What I say? What I say? What I say? You won't be able to explain to others what happened to you because you don't fully know yourself. God, all you mean to say, God been good to me. Another thing happened. You want to know the other thing? Experiencing your divine rights with authority. the glory. You are now ready because the glory is here. You were embrace absolute dominion. I'll hide my stuff, man. you from this day forward, you're embracing absolute dominion in every situation. What? You heard that? I have dominion over that. Mama, 16-year-old girl, mama, this is, we have dominion over that. Sit down, let me talk to you. Well, you're sitting down because I thought I'm talking to the mama, talking to the 16-year-old. Y'all getting real obedient up to me. Entering into the inner court with a divine purpose and a divine plan. It was so good I wrote all in my Bible. I wrote in my Bible. I said, Lord, this, what? Exploring the mysteries and the secrets of the glory of God. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all behind the chair, put your hand on that chair because you're going to need it. Every setback will turn into a turnaround. What he say? What he say? Every setback. My. Oh, my goodness. That's our receipt. It's a $1,000 check. That's the way he rolled. That's the way he sold. He sold Solomon's seed like the apostle do. I'm going to get this last one. It's not the last one I have. It's the last one I'm going to give you today. Emerging as giants on the kingdom behalf. You heard that? From this day forward, you emerge as a giant in every situation. A kingdom giant. The glory is the atmosphere and the environment where everything is possible. Release gratitude. Release gratitude for what you have now. Will provoke the glory to make you have more. Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I want you to receive this. My house is under a glory cloud. It never leaves. So may over your house the rest of your day the glory cloud will remain. So when you step out in your yard from now on, look up. He's there, ready to do whatever you need done. Say it,
the glory cloud
is over my home. Devil, you can't have our children. Devil, you can't have our grandchildren. They belong to the Lord. All runaways are coming back home now.